Hello and welcome to part two of our Apple Online seminar entitled The Podcast Recipe. I am John Dante, Product Marketing Manager for GarageBand. So now we have a pretty good understanding of how to get a great sounding recording for our podcast using GarageBand and a microphone. We're going to turn our focus to another important topic. How do you produce a podcast that people are going to want to tune into? So to help us do that, we're joined by my friend Paul Garay. What's interesting about your story and your podcast is that, like so many other podcasts that we see in the directory today, it was born out of a passion or in many cases a hobby, and someone decided to create a podcast and send that out to the world. And it's amazing to see all these different podcasts, but to realize that the people producing them really have little to no broadcast experience. And with your podcast, I listened to it, and it sounds really, really good. I mean, it sounds very polished. I'm certainly quite interested in your topic of your show. It's called Inside Home Recording. And so tell us a little bit, how did you create your show, and like, where did it come from?
So for many years, I've been explaining to all my friends and peers about home recording and what kind of gear, what kind of mic should I buy. And actually, I just did the podcast to mainly get them off of my back, get them to stop phoning me. Yeah. And it worked. But the show became sort of an educational and very informative show. And it's based on my passion, home recording and music production. And it ignited into quite a successful show very quickly. And the show literally outgrew me.
Mm. Now, I took a look at your reviews online, and I noticed that they were all 5 stars. And I thought, those can't all be your friends and family. So people are really enjoying your content. And it sounds like a really well-produced radio show. Like, it sounds as good as anything that I've ever heard. That cannot be an accident. There must be something that you've done. I mean, how did you learn how to do that? Because so many podcasters who are watching this seminar are going, yeah, I know how to record on my microphone, but how do you put together that show? What are some of the things you look to try to build that same kind of produced sound?
Well, in the very beginning, I tried to mirror model some of the most successful radio and television shows. And I went out and did some research, and I listened to these radio shows, and I said to myself, you know, what makes them popular? Why are they interesting? Are they long-winded? Are they short and tight and a lot of changing sections? So basically, I modeled the show after some of the most successful productions.
So describe your typical podcast, your show. Is it a certain length you try to adhere to? Is there sort of a general rule? It's got to be 20 minutes, no longer. Is it 10 minutes? What are some of the